In today's fast-paced and interconnected world, organizations, teams, and individuals face ever-increasing challenges to stay relevant and successful. To thrive in such an environment, fostering a culture of feedback is paramount. Constructive feedback is not just about pointing out mistakes, it's a powerful tool for personal and collective growth. When embraced with an open mind, feedback can pave the way for innovation, collaboration, and continuous improvement. In this article, we delve deep into the art of building a culture of feedback, exploring its benefits, implementation strategies, and the transformative impact it can have on both professional and personal spheres. The power of feedback. Feedback is a gift that we often take for granted. It comes in various forms, including praise, constructive criticism, and suggestions for improvement. The power of feedback lies in its ability to provide valuable insights, highlight blind spots, and challenge preconceived notions. By creating a culture that embraces feedback, individuals and organizations can unlock their potential and excel in their endeavors. Fostering psychological safety. A crucial foundation for a feedback-friendly culture is psychological safety. Employees need to feel secure in expressing their thoughts and ideas without fear of retribution. When leaders demonstrate openness to feedback and treat it as a learning opportunity rather than a sign of weakness, it encourages others to follow suit. Making feedback a regular practice. Feedback should not be reserved for annual performance reviews or high-stakes moments. Instead, it should become an integral part of day-to-day interactions. By encouraging ongoing feedback, individuals can adapt and grow in real time, leading to enhanced productivity and creativity. Emphasizing growth mindset. A growth mindset is an attitude that embraces challenges and sees failures as opportunities to learn. Organizations that promote a growth mindset approach feedback as a stepping stone to improvement, thereby nurturing resilience and determination among their members. Constructive vs. destructive feedback. It is essential to differentiate between constructive and destructive feedback. Constructive feedback is specific, actionable, and focused on behavior, while destructive feedback is often vague, personal, and demoralizing. Encouraging the former while discouraging the latter is critical to maintaining a healthy feedback culture. The role of leaders. Leaders play a pivotal role in shaping the culture of feedback within their organizations. They must lead by example, both in providing feedback to their team members and in being receptive to feedback themselves. When leaders demonstrate humility and a willingness to learn, it sets a powerful precedent for others to follow. Training and development. Leaders can facilitate feedback workshops and training sessions to equip employees with the necessary skills to give and receive feedback effectively. By investing in their team's professional growth, leaders foster a culture that values continuous learning. Recognition and celebration. Leaders should publicly recognize and celebrate instances where feedback has led to positive outcomes, thus reinforcing the significance of feedback in driving progress and success. Feedback loops. Establishing feedback loops at all levels of the organization ensures that feedback is a two-way street. This fosters a culture of open communication, where ideas flow freely, and feedback is welcomed from everyone, regardless of their position. The impact on organizational success. A strong feedback culture can have far-reaching effects on an organization's success and its members' well-being. Enhanced collaboration and team dynamics. Teams that embrace feedback function more cohesively. Trust and mutual respect flourish, leading to increased collaboration and the collective pursuit of shared goals. Continuous improvement and innovation. Constructive feedback paves the way for continuous improvement, propelling individuals and organizations towards innovation and excellence. Increased employee engagement and retention. Employees who feel heard and valued are more engaged and less likely to seek opportunities elsewhere. A feedback-rich culture can significantly impact employee retention rates. Resilience in the face of challenges. Organizations that have nurtured a culture of feedback tend to be more adaptable and resilient when facing unforeseen challenges. Conclusion. Building a culture of feedback is a transformative journey that requires dedication, open-mindedness, and patience. Embracing feedback as a driving force for growth and improvement can propel individuals and organizations to unprecedented heights of success. By fostering psychological safety, promoting a growth mindset, and emphasizing constructive feedback, leaders and teams can create an environment where innovation, collaboration, and continuous learning thrive. As we strive for excellence in our personal and professional lives, let us remember that feedback is not a critique of who we are, but a stepping stone to who we can become.